Have you ever felt your heart pounding before a presentation, convinced everyone could see your hands trembling? Here's the truth most people miss: that fear isn't your enemy, it's rocket fuel. Survey after survey confirms that verbal communication determines who rises in organizations, yet most professionals never master it. The transformation isn't reserved for naturally gifted speakers. Ryan Avery was unemployed at 25. Overnight, after winning the World Championship of Public Speaking, he received 269 speaking offers. Jeremy Donovan evolved from an anxious engineer hiding in his cubicle to leading a 50-person global team. Their secret? A learnable system that turns nervous energy into commanding presence. What they discovered, and what this book reveals, is that championship speaking isn't about eliminating fear, but channeling it into authentic connection. Every powerful speech begins with ruthless clarity about three elements: purpose, message, and impact. Think of these as your speech's DNA. Your purpose might be to inform, persuade, entertain, or inspire. But here's what separates amateurs from champions: you must choose one. Lance Miller competed for 13 years before his breakthrough came from a single shift. He stopped asking, "How do I showcase my skills?" and started asking, "What have I learned that would make a difference in others' lives?" His winning speech about validation demonstrates this principle beautifully. He shared how a Los Angeles receptionist simultaneously validated his parking ticket and him as a person, transforming his entire perspective. This experience led him to validate his roommates, whom he affectionately called Dumb and Dumber, his critical girlfriend, and his demanding boss. The insight? Validating others made him important to them, turning obstacles into pathways. His core message crystallized into one sentence: "I will inspire my fellow Toastmasters to validate the goodness in others so that the world becomes a safer and more loving place." Notice how purpose, inspire, message, validate others, and impact, create a more loving world, align perfectly. Championship speeches function as 7-minute secular sermons centered on eternal truths: love, perseverance, mindfulness, compassion. These universal themes resonate because they connect to fundamental human experiences rather than temporary trends. Structure determines whether audiences grasp your message or get lost. Jock Elliott's "Just So Lucky" speech demonstrates architectural excellence. After contrasting superficial social media connections with true friendship, he presents the friends of my blood, the friends of my times, and the friends of my heart. This topical approach works because friendship needs illustration, not persuasion. The opening determines everything. Provocative questions engage immediately. Jock's inquiry about friends who would roll out of bed at 3 o'clock in the morning connects emotionally. Shocking statements trigger visceral responses, like Jamie Oliver's opener that 4 Americans that are alive will be dead from the food that they eat. Personal stories build intimacy. 19 of 26 champions opened this way. For business presentations, the situation, complication, resolution framework transforms dry problem-solution approaches into compelling narratives. Stanford's Matt Abrahams simplifies it: what, so what, now what? Facts fade, stories endure. Championship speakers don't retell stories, they relive them on stage. World champion Ed Tate demonstrated this through powerful silence, eye contact, then physically acting out, giving himself a speeding ticket before speaking. He brought characters to life through distinct voices, postures, and realistic dialogue. Great stories require worthy opponents introduced early. Ed encounters a customer service agent just called the B-word by an angry passenger, creating immediate tension when he plans similar demands. The twist? She transforms from false enemy to mentor, rewarding his kindness. Humor is essential infrastructure, not decoration. World champions earn their first laugh within 25 seconds, breaking tension immediately after applause. Darren LaCroix secured his in 21 seconds by falling face down on stage. Our job as speakers is not to make people feel comfortable, it is to incite change. Championship speakers average 2.5 laughs per minute. Self-deprecating humor proves particularly effective, triggering both superiority and surprise when audiences encounter unexpected vulnerability. Deliver jokes in clusters or riffs. Get one laugh, pause, then elaborate with increasingly outrageous comments. Of LaCroix's 29 laughs, 23 came in clusters. Championship speakers trigger a broad emotional spectrum rather than dwelling on one feeling. Randy Harvey's 2004 winning speech, Fat Dad, moves through surprise, fear, love, happiness, disgust, anger, and sadness. From opening scenes with dogs surrounding him as a child to tender moments during his father's illness. The fundamental principle is authenticity, having a genuine conversation rather than mechanically executing techniques. Despite the prevalence of tragedy stories, only 4 of 17 recent champions relied primarily on sadness. Successful speakers utilize all emotional dimensions, creating richer, more memorable experiences. Championship speeches use surprisingly simple language. Flush KinCAD measurements show winning speeches averaged 3.5 to 7.7 grade levels, accessible to 9 13-year-olds. Champion David Brooks' Silver Bullets averaged just 9.7 words per sentence, with only 7.7% containing 3 or more syllables. Simple doesn't mean bland. Like Steve Jobs using amazing, incredible, and unbelievable, captivate audiences with sensory-rich language that creates vivid imagery. Clear catchphrases cement your message. Between 1995-2011, 12 of 17 winners used distinguishable catchphrases. The most effective are short, repeated, rhythmic, and actionable. Brooks' honor, integrity, and self-respect met 2 criteria, while Ryan Avery's trust is a must satisfied all 4. Championship speeches employ rhetorical devices: anaphora, repeating words at phrase beginnings; epistrophe, repeating at phrase ends; and hendiatrice, using 3 successive words. Lists serve different purposes. Single items command attention, pairs emphasize contrast, threes create harmony, and extended lists build intensity. Despite persistent myths, championship speeches rarely include quotations. Audiences want your original thoughts and stories. Speaking before large audiences often causes presenters to sound muted or robotic. The solution is amplifying your natural delivery while adapting to venue and message. Speak as you would to someone you care about. Mark Brown's 1995 championship speech demonstrates masterful vocal variety. Slow and soft for warmth, slow and loud for authority, fast and loud for passion, fast and soft for suspense. These variations naturally draw attention because humans are conditioned to detect change. Pitch variation adds dimension. Lower pitch conveys seriousness, while higher pitch expresses curiosity. Silence is your most powerful vocal technique. Professional speakers pause for 1 beat at commas and 2 beats at periods. Practice staying silent for 3 full seconds between sentences until standard pauses feel natural. Your physical presence dramatically impacts audience perception. Harvard researcher Amy Cuddy discovered that 1-minute power poses before speaking create immediate psychological and physiological changes. Champions like Ryan Avery channel nervous energy into calm confidence, entering with head up, genuine smile, and smooth pace. Maintain 3 to 5 second eye contact bursts with individual audience members across different areas. Make stage locations meaningful by associating areas with specific characters, time periods, or concepts. When bringing stories to life, give each character unique physical presence and voice. Ryan distinguished his mother with soft southern accent and bent knee stance, Sheriff Snodgrass with puffed chest and swagger. Remove filler words through systematic practice. Review videos to identify patterns, have someone signal when you use them, practice deliberate pausing, and read aloud slowly. Non-native speakers can excel by slowing down. Prezion Vasilev spoke 15% slower than native champions. Elongate words through crisp enunciation, include longer pauses, learn common idioms, and treat your accent as an asset. Combat rapid speaking by filling your lungs every few sentences, pausing 1 beat at commas and 2 at periods, and enunciating clearly. World champions delivered speeches at 125 words per minute versus the normal 150. Control what you can by eliminating uncertainty. Commute to the venue beforehand, check room setup, pre-test technology with backups, and learn about your audience. Ryan Avery rented the contest venue in advance to rehearse every detail. Two valuable feedback sources are self-recording and soliciting input from others. When receiving feedback from non-experts, act only if it resonates or multiple people give the same advice. Analysis of 26 years of Toastmasters World Championships shows no speaking order bias. The average winning position was 5.6 out of 9.2 finalists. Dress in your audience's style, but one step above. Ryan wore a suit with tie while the audience wore business casual. Dress to relate, not impress. The greatest compliment isn't applause, but hearing, "I'm looking forward to your presentation," proof you deliver value. Accept fear rather than fight it. Adrenaline enhances performance. Remember, you never look as nervous as you feel, and slight nervousness signals authenticity. Champion LaShonda Rundles honed her skills through her mother's trial-by-fire approach, reciting poetry as punishment until she mastered delivery. Champion Vikash Jingran warns against formulaic checklists. Find what works for you. When you do nothing, forgetting yourself to focus entirely on your message, verbal and nonverbal communication align. Improve through regular practice in feedback-rich environments, developing one skill at a time. By applying these championship techniques while finding your authentic voice, you can transform from nervous speaker to someone whose words inspire action. This transformation isn't reserved for natural talent. It's available to anyone willing to channel nervous energy into authentic connection, structure messages with clarity, and practice deliberately until excellence becomes second nature.